Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Former New York cop Johnny Taggett is the hero in the mystery action-adventure novel, Gotcha'm, Johnny Taggett. As it takes many twists and turns, keeping you thinking, building your attention, in the style of Sam Spade or Philip Marlowe, writer William Hoy takes you through the Gumshoe's story of intrigue, dirty back alleys, dirty ashtrays, dirty offices, and lets us remember and reflect on a time when Pulp Fiction was at its heyday. Taggett, the perfect pulp tough guy with a story told, blood, sweat, a man's world where women are dames and everything else is eye candy. William Hoy, born in San Diego, graduated from Chula Vista High School, a suburb of San Diego, graduate of Columbia College, retired from the U.S. Army, CW04. Several years ago, William wrote, published with Stratton Press, his first novel, The Gifted One, a sci-fi thriller with mystery, spiritual, fancy, scenic travels through China, Morocco, and the Black Hills of South Dakota, and murder. He's involved in the movie business, been in a dozen movies as an actor, also associate producer on several productions, an actor associate producer in Encarnadas, a six-episode series on YouTube. Currently working on several movie treatments and scripts for his novels, talking with several production publishing companies who are interested in his projects, and he still finds time to write novels. William D. Hoy, author of Gotcha'm, Johnny Taggett, joining us on This Week in America. William, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, Watching you on YouTube, and by the way, the video version of this program is up on our YouTube channel. Go to thisweekinamerica.us videos, and you'll see William in real life. I was watching you on the YouTube series, and you've shaved since I saw you there, and you don't have those penetrating eyes that I was seeing there. I was looking and thinking, I'm afraid to talk to this guy. I love that series. We'll talk about that in a second, but let's focus on Pulp Fiction. I love this, and you've taken us back to those glorious times when we would read these stories. Gotcha'm, Johnny Taggett. Where did this whole idea come from to tell the story of Johnny Taggett?
Well, I could start back a little, quite a ways back, to get my feeling. I can remember watching, listening on the radio, Racket Squad.
Oh yes.
FBI, and then got up into the televisions, black and white. It would be Dragnet and things. And then when I went into the Army, pocketbooks were real popular, and I used to have always a detective or tough guy book in my pocket, like Carter Brown was popular, Raymond Chandler, Daniel Hammett, who's that other guy, Mickey Splaine or something like that, you know, and so it just got me going. But at the time, I wasn't ready to write anything. I had all these ideas. And then somewhere along the way, maybe, I don't know, trying to remember, about 10 years ago or something like this, all of a sudden I started feeling about I should be writing something, you know, when I was getting into the movie business. And next thing I know, I found myself writing, you know, Gotcha.
Yes. You know, and you can tell that movie background there, that love you have for movies, for television, because this is such a vivid novel. As you're reading Gotcha'm and following Johnny Taggett and all of his escapades, you can really see them unfold. It's a very visual book. It is so well done. Reading all the reviews, it's like, we love this guy. There has to be more. And I understand there is good news that you've got for us. There is more of Johnny coming up.
Yes. You want me to tell you a little about the news coming up?
Yeah.
Well, at the present time, Gotcha'm is going to be at the Stratton Press booth at the World Trade Fair for Books, World Trade Book Fair in Frankfurt, Germany on the 12th of October.
Fantastic.
Also, I have had a movie script written for Gotcha'm, and at the present time I'm writing on a treatment, and I have got a popular actor, producer, director, won't mention his name right now, but been talking to his publicist, and they're interested in what I've written, and so I'm getting ready. As soon as I can finish my treatment, I'll be sending the part of the script and the treatment and the book, and we'll see where it goes from there for a movie.
Talk about the benefit, because you so often people write the book and they turn it over to somebody else for the treatment and then the screenplay if it goes that far, that type of thing. You have background in all of that, and I would think that would be a tremendous advantage. You know how to present the story and the character in the treatment screenplay, should there be one. Talk about that, because this is your character and you really are following it all the way. You're not turning it creatively over to somebody else and you're doing it yourself.
Yeah, you know, I know that the treatment gets the producer excited about the idea, and he could follow from start to finish. Then, you know, then you get into the movie script. Almost all scripts are rewritten to a degree. You know, the producer likes it. You know, everyone has their favorite yes. part and stuff, and so it goes from there. And. And some people like to communicate with the writer. I don't want to give everything up, but you know, I just kind of hope that they could see it. The person that I'm talking about, I think he would be great as the protagonist of the show, and it fits his size. His physical appearance and stuff, just a little bit of makeup and stuff. So I really think that he would fit this role. And so just have to see if he wants to fund it and wants to act it and wants to produce it.
And if he looks good in a trench coat, if you can check that off, you're all ready to go forward. The book is Gotcha, Johnny Taggett. William D. Hoy is our guest on the program. By the way, the book's available at stratton-press.com in addition to the usual places. And if you go to our website, you can link on directly, get information on William's book and other books that William has written and in the process of, and we'll talk about that as we go through the program. Let's talk about the characters. Everybody is excited about Johnny. They love all of the characters that you introduce in the story, Gotcha. Let's talk about developing Johnny. Where did this come from? Was this a particular person you had in mind, or sort of a mashup of characters you followed when you were carrying the pocketbook books around when you were following and reading Pulp Fiction?
Well, I think a lot of the characters in these shows fit Gotcha. In my mind, when I write, I could visually see him.
Yes.
I could see a lot. I could see my whole book when I'm writing. And then I pick up his partner, Chen, and I pick up his it's a retired ninja, an old guy that does just unbelievable things, and no one can believe what he's done because, you know, they live in secrecy and they got all these ideas and strange things and stuff, you know. But all these characters, I have picked them up. I can't really detail exactly where I got a lot of the characters, but Johnny is a big tough guy, 6'2", 6'3", 240, takes no crap off of anyone, cigarette dangling out of his mouth, which goes back to the 40s. You know, see, so you just let it flow and just go from action to action to action.
The book Gotcha is available, as I say, at stratton-press.com, Amazon, all the usual places. You'll find all the books there. And usually now the big thing is stay in your lane. Whatever you're good at, stay there. And I love William. His lane is maybe like a 10-lane and a highway going around San Diego. I mean, you've got a number of lanes. If they say to you, just stay in your lane, it's like, oh, which lane do you want me to get into? And by that, I mean multi-genre. Talk about all of you. I mentioned the background in television, continuing in television. You're really not put in a box, are you, that I can only write Pulp Fiction? Talk about some of the other works you're doing, because you're expanding your genres.
Well, yes. This is the tough guy detective genre. And right now I've just finished up another novel, which I've changed my genre to more of a kind of a drama based on a true story that takes place in the 1890s in Denver, Colorado. It's called Usurper. And I don't know, I could see what I write there, but it's really kind of hard to describe. I could just change the genre and I go with it. But a lot of the things that I write is that I've pretty much kind of experienced in my life. There's another novel that I wrote. It would be called The Gifted One. And that genre is sci-fi adventure with murder. So it's takes place, starts off in the Black Hills of South Dakota, winds out on a safari across the Sahara Desert in Morocco, which I've done, you know, or goes down to China, which I've been all over China, down on the Lee River. And, you know, in my mind, I've created a monastery down there on the river. So it's almost like I've gone, and then now, right now, I'm finishing up, hopefully in about another 4 or 5 months, I've gone back to the Tough Guy book, you know, and that would be called The Killing Sound. So that's going to go right back up, and Johnny Taggett and his gang is going to be back there in The Killing Sound. So that'll come out probably in about another 6 months, I think, something like that.
The fans of Gotcham are looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that. And I cut you off before you were finished there. I apologize. I'm so excited that Johnny Taggett lives again that I interrupted you. Finish up that thought, please.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it would be a good, you know, and I've even been kicking the idea around, I might even start a third one on it. You know, I'll make some kind of a trilogy or something on it with Johnny Taggett. But it kind of goes right back to back in the old days when you watch television and stuff. You know, every time you turn on the show, you know, the tough guy is in a new adventure. But this is a continuing adventure, and I leave the door open at the end of the book. I don't kill the guy off or anything. You know?
Well, and we thank you for that, because we know there's always a possibility it will continue. And obviously, Johnny's as close to you as it is to the readers of Gotcham. Johnny Taggett, the official name, by William D. Hoy. Book available at stratton-press.com. It's available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Go to our website and you'll get information on that there as well. I mentioned the YouTube series, which is up now. You can find it, Encarnatus. That's Encarnatus, a 6-episode series. Talk about that. I love the role on there, and I see you right away, and I'm thinking, okay, that looks like William, and I don't want to run into him on in a dark alley at night sometime. Talk about that series, because this is it's really so well done.
Well, it's I'll start off. What you see is really me. That's my hair and that's my beard. My wife put up with me for quite a few years, you know, to get this off. I can remember when I auditioned for my little part, I hit it right on the nail, and the guy told me, you've got weird eyes, you know, they talk to you and stuff. And so it's about a guy, and I play this role of where I communicate and I can talk to dead people, you know. And so I'm kind of a medium, kind of a psychic medium, and I can feel things in the air. That's the way I move along, and I'm attached with a couple police detectives. One of these detectives, I'll tell you a little story, is that he was Mr. America about 40 years ago. His name is Roy Littlemeyer.
You know, interesting.
Still big and buff and everything else. So it's interesting show, and We'll see where it goes right now. It's kind of like kind of slowed down a little bit right now, I would say, you know. So
we'll send people to YouTube to take a look at that. That's Encarnatus. The guy that like is looking through you with the beard is William Hoy, our guest on the program, and the author of Gotcham, Johnny Taggett. I really believe with that look in your face that you are talking to dead people. So, I mean, you're really selling that role. I could actually believe that. A job well done with that there. Let's talk about some influences that you had in the early days, maybe influences that sort of shape your writing, your storytelling. Were they any of those when you were reading those early novels, watching the TV series, that really sort of like, I like that guy's style or that gal's style?
Oh, golly. I don't know, my first books that I used to carry around with me all the time, it was the guy named Carter Brown. He's not so popular. You look up on, look him up, and you know, he seemed to be just kind of like a short period of time, but he had that style, you know, very similar to Raymond Chandler and Dashiell Hammett. But I don't have any personal connections with anyone that really got me going, but it's just almost like a feeling. Now, one of the novels, I mean, I could get into it. It's the Gifted One. There was the man, Keith Carradine.
Oh, sure.
That was the old television show called Kung Fu.
Kung Fu.
Yes. And I was amazed by his ability to, with his mind, he was a retired or rejected ninja from China. And he could focus so well that he could actually make things move. And he saved his life one time by moving a bullet away from his heart when he got shot. So when I started writing that book, I started feeling about the power of the mind. And then I just developed this idea, and then I wrote the novel. But
and we'll talk about that. The book, The Gifted One, written by William, we'll talk about it. We'll have William back in the program to talk about that in depth and all of the experiences. And that that really has a whole mixture of elements. It's a fascinating page-turner as well. And we'll talk about that on a future program. A couple minutes left in the show. I don't know if you've got a couple of paragraphs maybe there from Gotcham, just to sort of set the stage for what it is we're going to find when people read the book. This is Gotcham by Johnny Taggett, by William D. Hoy, H-O-Y, book available at stratton-press.com. Available Amazon, the usual places. We'll have those up on the website. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but if you had a couple of paragraphs you wouldn't mind sharing with us, it'd be a great way to end the program. And the book cover sells it all. When you see the book cover, it's like, oh yeah, I got to read this. It's so well done. William, any paragraphs you'd like to share with us?
Well, there's this, it's not a large paragraph, but I just thought I'd just kind of speed down a little bit or something, you know. So I'll just, this is Johnny Taggett on his way to the train station. Johnny feels the skin on the back of his neck get that tingle. He feels a familiar itch. Shit, a tail, he gripes to himself. That crazy Russian doesn't quit. Well, what the hell? He's probably as well paid as I used to be. He snickers to himself, glances over his shoulder, squinting through the smoke from his cigarette, scanning the random walkers dragging along the sidewalk behind him. No sign of the shaven-headed hitman the gambling racket has gunning for him. One more reason to get out of this city, he mutters. Taggett. He keeps walking. That's it.
Just a little bit of inside the world of Johnny Taggett, the book Gotcham, Johnny Taggett by William D. Hoy. The book is available in all the usual places. I'll send you to stratton-press.com. We've got that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can get all that information. The book already out there, The Gifted One, you'll find that as well, and we'll have William back to talk about that. A couple of other books coming up out of genre, one of those, Usurper, and we'll chat about that one hopefully as well. William, this has been fun. A pleasure talking with you. Congratulations on all the success. I love your enthusiasm for what you're doing, like each day a different adventure for you, whether it be motion pictures or writing novels. And I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end. You were saying something just as we were chatting, as we were getting ready here today. You like to work on two or three different books at the same time. Talk about that, because most people would say, focus on one, get it done, get it published, move on to number two. You really like to have a couple of these going and not all in the same genre. You're going back and forth there.
Well, I don't know. Some people, I've had a couple, my wife tells me I'm crazy or something, you know, like when I started the novel, The Gifted One, I started in the middle of the book, and then I write one way and then I go back the other way till I finish it. But I feel that if you are writing one book and you finish the book, well, then it's going to take a long time before you produce another book. So yes. If you have anyone that's following that like to read your books, they're going to have to wait for a while. So I'm really writing on three books right now and a movie treatment too. So, you know, you write on one book for a while and then you shift and you go to the other book, get focused on and just move along. And then you could start on the third one and whatever. And it fits me very well. So I just feel that if I got someone who likes to read my books, there'll be something coming out every maybe 6 months instead of maybe a year to a year and a half.
Well, it works for you. And if you're an aspiring writer, I guess maybe the lesson from that is find the style that works for you. That may not work for you. And again, as it works for William, that may be just exactly what it is for you to creatively like get your material out there and develop the stories. Out of time, went by so quickly. William D. Hoy, our guest on the program, he's the author of Gotcham, Johnny Taggett. You'll find the book at the usual places, stratton-press.com, a great place to go. William, thank you very much for being with us on the program. Looking forward to having you back to talk about The Gifted One. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, and I really enjoyed it. It was fun, really exciting.
It was fun, went by way too quickly. So I tell you what, we'll do it again. So we'll have William back to talk about The Gifted One. All of the information you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.